AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A UN official in Mali says two attackers at a hotel in Mali's capital are dead, and it's not clear if this is all over. Another UN official says reports indicate 27 people were killed. Security forces are going from room to room checking for more casualties. An extremist group that split 2 years ago from Al-Qaeda's North Africa branch is claiming responsibility. The HP's Andrew Selsky reports there is significant U.S. involvement in Mali.
A colonel with the U.S. Army's Africa Command said U.S. Special Operations Forces assisted the Malian forces in the hostage rescue efforts. He said at least six Americans had been evacuated from the hotel, but he did not know how many more may have been inside.
France's Senate voted today to extend a state of emergency for 3 months after last week's deadly attacks in Paris. The state of emergency expands police powers in France to carry out arrests and searches. The governor of Montana is ordering the release of Barry Beach, who has maintained his innocence after more than 30 years in prison for the killing of a high school classmate. The governor noted in his order Beach was a 17-year-old juvenile at the time and exhibited good behavior in prison. The battle over sweeteners is over in Los Angeles. The sugar and corn industries have reached a secret out-of-court settlement. Sugar processors wanted more than $1 billion in a false advertising claim against corn refiners for trying to relabel high-fructose corn syrup as corn sugar. Ben Carson is the latest presidential candidate to file papers for the New Hampshire primary.
They did declarations, so that part of it is that's the official part.
But we will continue to try to heal, inspire, and revive our country.
Today is the final day for candidates to file if they want to appear on the ballot in the February primary in New Hampshire. Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 92 points. This is AP Radio News. More than 2 months after Liberia was declared free of Ebola for a second time, there is a new case of Ebola.
A 10-year-old boy is being attended to at the treatment center on the outskirts of the capital, Monrovia. The acting head of the Ebola case management system, Dr. Francis Katech, told Associated Press that the boy was taken to the Ebola treatment unit late Thursday. Liberia was first declared Ebola-free in May, but there was a resurgence of the disease in late June, affecting four people, two of whom died. The country was again declared Ebola-free on September 3rd by the World Health Organization. I'm Marta Migdałek.
The mayor of Verona in Italy says armed bandits stole 17 paintings from the city's art museum. Their value, more than $16 million. The Italian news agency reports one of the bandits threatened the cashier and an armed guard at gunpoint while two accomplices took the paintings. The mayor says the robberies were professional. They knew the museum and knew what to take. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten, others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.